Oh, third grade. I remember so much about you. All the recesses, all the spelling tests, all the, well, actually, I really only remember the recess. My, oh my, I remember the white, rusted monkey bars that seemed so far away that they blended up with the clouds. And every day when I reached up for them, they were always just out of reach. I vaguely remember the other equipment, like the slides and the swings. That's because I didn't spend all of my precious recess time up there with the common rabble of first and second graders. No, I went down to the field, like a man. Like the man every third grader ought to be, to play kickball. We played on the baseball field, and it always seemed to be like a mad free-for-all to pick the teams. Occasionally, it would be very organized, with captains picking the teams one by one. I actually liked the free-for-all more, though. It saved me the embarrassment of always being one of the players picked last. I had a passion for the sport, but I hadn't found my niche yet, and to be completely honest, I was kind of a jerk in elementary school. So that, coupled with the fact that my forearms were about half a millimeter thick, did not make for anyone's first choice in picking an optimal team for kickball. I was bound and determined on making a name for myself in the world of kickball, and making sure that one day I'd become MVP of a game. Just one amazing kick or one incredible catch was all I would need. This story is about that incredible catch. It was a Thursday. Wait. Okay, plot twist. It was a Tuesday. I had you fooled, didn't I? Nothing good ever happens on a Thursday. It was high noon, and all the children, myself included, were packed into the adjuvant section of the school, which served as both the lunchroom and gymnasium. Of course, never at the same time, though. That wouldn't make any sense. Anyway, bringing back the point of my tale, the bell rung, and we were all dismissed, table by table, and on that Tuesday, my table was one of the first to go. We rose from our table, filled with joy to be freed, but calmly but swiftly went through the back door and outside the recess, or as we called it, paradise. I started to run towards the field, but I had forgotten that about 15 seconds ago I was packing my face with nuggets like it was my last meal, and my stomach began to cramp up on me. So instead of running, I was more hobbling to the kickball field. Still had the energy, just hobbling nonetheless. But because of my new war wound, I had been one of the last players to arrive, and I quickly shouted out to join the pitching team that was scattered about the field. Now, have you ever joined a team and looked at your competition, you just knew immediately that you were going to lose? Yeah, it was one of those games. We were pitching the third inning, and we're down by three with a man on second and one out. I was shortstop, which stood between the third and second bases. I looked towards the kicker, and I locked eyes upon what might have been the largest human being to ever roam the earth. This kid was huge. The first roll, kicker didn't even attempt it, just let it roll by. Ball one. Second roll, same thing, and the silence had taken over the field. Ball two. Third roll, same thing, except the silence was gone. It had given away to the sound of the wind, which seemed to not pull in any particular direction rather than straight down. Ball three. On the fourth roll, something changed. He grew a fire in his eyes and took a stance like he was going to kick that ball into the Eiffel Tower. Contact was made, and in slow motion, the ball came rushing towards me, flying right into the air above me. And as it was coming at me, I remembered the monkey bars and how they were always out of reach. I hoped that in this moment, younger me would have said something really cool all under his breath, all Liam Neeson style, like, not this time, or something of the sort. But there was just simply no time. I jumped into the air, arms extended, and I realized in that moment that it wasn't a Tuesday. It was a Thursday, and nothing good ever happens on Thursdays. If you thought this was going to be some sort of underdog story, you are sadly mistaken. You see, this ball did not go into my arms. The ball did not go into my shoulders. No, this ball, kickball, smacked me right in the face. I was literally tasting kickball, hard red rubber in my mouth. But with every action, there was an equal and opposite reaction. And with that, the ball went back up into the air, and I was brought back down to earth, landing about 4 feet from where I originally had jumped. End result, one nosebleed, one bone bruise, and worst of all, one shattered dream. Now, when I usually tell the story, I end it there because I think the story is comical, and in the words of Richard Pryor, the key to comedy is in misery. But I will tell you how the story actually ends. After the ball triumphantly ricocheted off of my face, it landed into the arms of the man who was on second, and in his haste of sprinting towards third, accidentally caught the kickball. The moment it made contact with him, it was two outs. And since he was mistakenly held onto the ball, he also got the kicker out, and that would be the third and final out. So maybe this is an underdog story after all, and maybe there is a silver lining to my story. If there is a book somewhere containing astounding kickball plays, I hope that it would read that Derek Iyer has officially assisted in getting two people out in one play in the competitive sport of kickball using only his face. The kickball story might be one of the dumbest stories I tell people about myself, but it's also my favorite. So thank you so much for listening.